Hello, my friends. Kerry Green here. If you're new to the Morning Mindset, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I want you to consider for a moment the answer to this question. What is your gut reaction when somebody does you wrong? Now, one of my lifelong struggles has been with defensiveness. So you know what I do. I get pretty defensive. I get angry. I try to justify myself. I try to somehow defend myself against that person. What is it that you do when you feel someone has done you wrong? And the reason I'm asking the question is because today in Romans 12:14, we're going to read that the response Christians are to have when they are done wrong is very different from what you might expect. We're going to dig into it in just a moment. So get out your copy of the scripture so you can look up Romans 12:14. And if you have a Morning Mindset journal, grab one of those. You're going to be able to take notes on this that I know are going to help you as you move forward in life. If you would like to get a copy of the journal, you can find out more about how to get one by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/journal. Okay, before we dig into Romans 12, let's pray because we need God's supernatural help to enable us to understand this opposite way of thinking that he's challenging us with today. Lord God, you call us to be representatives of Jesus in this world. You tell us we are to shine like lights in the universe, like stars in the universe, Lord. And I think of that imagery, the bright stars standing out against black backdrop of the sky. Lord, that is how we're to be. And that means we cannot look the same as everyone else in the world. We have to be different. And today you're giving us a very clear difference. And we want to understand it so we can do it by your Spirit's power. We ask you to guide us and help us understand in Jesus' name. Okay, friends, Romans 12:14 is what we're looking at today. And it is going to challenge us from the word go. It says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. So Paul not only tells us that when someone does us wrong, we are to bless them, but he goes a step further and he says, not only are you to bless them, you're not to curse them. So he's speaking both to our actions and he's speaking, I think, to our attitude. So let's pick it apart for a moment. Why would Jesus tell us we should bless those who persecute us? Doesn't human nature tell us we should defend ourselves? Doesn't human nature tell us we should try to pay them back? Doesn't human nature tell us that we should take them to court? We should sue them. We should go after them ourselves because they're doing us wrong. We should stand up for our rights. Well, absolutely. Human nature tells us all those things. And that's exactly why, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are to respond differently. It's because we are not empowered and strengthened and fueled by our human nature any longer. We now have the nature of Christ. We have the Holy Spirit of God who dwells within us, seeking to express the life of Jesus through us. And what did Jesus do when he was persecuted? He blessed. He asked God himself to forgive those Roman soldiers who were driving the nails into his hands. Do you see the pattern here? Jesus did exactly the opposite because his desire is for that one who is doing wrong to be converted into a person who does right. And he knows that all the animosity and loudness and reaction is not going to lead them that way, but love will. And so Jesus wants us, like him, to bless those who persecute us. And he also says, do not curse them. So in your heart, in your mind, there has to be a change as well. We need to see the people who hurt us as people who have been hurt. That means that bigger than the wrong that's being done to us, we need to have a heart of compassion, a heart that sees people as victims of sin and victims of the devil, people who do wrong without knowing it and do wrong like it's second nature, because it is. They are trapped, they are in need, and they need Jesus. And what if they could see him through our loving response, our blessed response, rather than a reactive one? Friends, it's a tall order, but thankfully, Jesus has given us his Holy Spirit, who is in us to empower us in believing and acting in this manner. So friends, what is your challenge? Who is it who persecutes you? Who is it who does you wrong? And how can you ask Jesus to change your heart so you can be an instrument he uses in changing their heart? Lord Jesus, we do want to be instruments of your peace and of your love and of your blessing. And it's kind of a brain bender to think of this one, blessing those who persecute us, not cursing them. Lord, we need your help. We need your strength. We need your encouragement and your power to give us compassion for those who hurt us and give us love for those who are victimized by the power of sin. Help us do it today in your name. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.